Hi there, this is Lori Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. So today's business and marketing audio, I want to talk about time management, batching, as in batching your products, your things you need to get done, and getting out of busy and into productive. So why do we need to talk about this topic? And so from a number of you, and you know, even in my own self, I hear things like, you know, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm so busy trying to do everything. I feel like I'm scrambling all the time. Or even, you know, the information is so overwhelming. What do I do? You know, where do I start? And like I said, I feel these things too all the time, trying to keep up with all of my commitments and figure out where I'm supposed to be when, and you know, am I on the right continent right now? So all of that. So I totally understand that. And in addition, because I'm running fourleg.com, I'm working to run Canine Fitness Center and be on the executive for the Animal Rehab Division of the Canadian. Animal Rehab Division of the Canadian Physiotherapy Association. So I get it. I've got all this stuff, and then I'm trying to create new material for teaching, and so I'm trying to learn stuff all the time. And, you know, it's one of those where your head is just going bing, 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 bing. And one of the things I heard, and one of the marketing guru people that I follow and study from had said, you know, it turns out that being an entrepreneur and being a business person, and you know, really isn't something that we all know how to do instinctively. But fortunately, it's things that can be taught as to how we should be helping to manage our time and focus our time. And I will say that this isn't just for people that are owners of the clinic or managers of the clinic, but this is going to be useful for anyone who is in practice and or even if it's just as how it might pertain to your own life. So here are some tips and strategies for busy clinicians as well as the business owners. So first and foremost, it's important to set some goals. And you want to set both yearly goals and monthly goals. Okay? So for yearly, what has been suggested, and what I've been doing, is write down your top 5 goals. So it's not just one big goal, you know, like, oh, it's New Year's, what's your New Year's resolution? Oh, I'm going to become a real, real skinny bitch. That's been a New Year's resolution of mine for years. But what you want to do is pick more than one. Pick 5 and be specific and use numbers. So if you want to increase your profits, if you want to be seeing more patients, any of those sorts of things, that be specific and about what it is you want to achieve. Okay? Then you also want to break it down. Well, not necessarily of those goals, but even within a month. So say you've got things that are due, things you want to accomplish, write down each month your top 3 goals. And what I found most useful, I last year was in the program called Elevate that was run by Allie Brown. I'm now on second year of it, which is kind of different than the first year, but they would send out these accountability reports, and basically it would come in and you'd be like, oh yeah, oh, I got to get to that. But it was really good because I would write out the things, or rather type them out, print them off, and post them up on my wall. And I didn't always get them done within a month, but I was pretty good within a month and a half. And I could look at those and I would do a little tick mark that was like, yep, I did that. Yep, I did that. Yep, I did that. And I found it really quite useful. So within that, what was written was not just the goal, but so the description of your goal, but also the resources. What are you going to need to achieve that goal? Is it going to be time? Is it going to be money? Is it going to be a partner? Is it going to be, anyways, whatever you might find. writing down what would be the benefits to achieving this goal. And that's going to help you to realize that, you know what, there is a reason why you want to get this done. What actions will be required, so what do you need to do, and the date that you want to complete that. And like I said before, you want to write these down. Write down your yearly goals, write down your monthly goals. And it wouldn't hurt then on a monthly basis to just kind of have at the top of that, if you have a, maybe write out a template for this. So your yearly goals are always at the top. And then your monthly goals can change from time to time. But then you're always looking at your monthly goals saying, or sorry, yearly goals saying, this is the big picture that I want to accomplish. Okay, so now if you're understanding your goals, okay, you next need to figure out how to manage your time to get it all done. And this is like the biggest one because, you know, we're all professional people. We're all heavily involved. We're all passionate about what we do. And I'm pretty sure all of us have multiple things that pull us in different directions. Okay, so you're going to need dedicated family time and dedicated me time, right? So you're going to have to look at times where it's like, okay, you know, I am going to go to the gym first thing on a Monday and a Wednesday. That's what I do because those are my days when I get to work from home. So the kids go off to school and I get in the car and I go to the gym. And that's how I start my Mondays and Wednesdays. And I should do better about getting there on other days of the week, but I'm away from home 12 hours a day on a Tuesday, Thursday. The Friday is like by the end of that, I'm like, ah, and Saturday, I just don't make it there. So I should do something in my basement. We'll get there. I'll just add that as a goal and maybe it'll happen. Okay, so you look at that. But now you also want to then put in your business aspects or career aspects, okay? So, if you look at the days when that you're dedicating to your business, you want to likely divide things up into client days. So you would have dedicated days or maybe hours, as it would, within a day. And these are the days where, you know, obviously they're the days you work on patients. So your client days are the days you take patients and have set hours because really that does help. One, it's provides your boundaries. I know when I was starting out and my kids were little and I had my mother coming and she lives just like 3 minutes up the highway from me. So she'd come and she would babysit whenever I had patients. And so I was pretty much open. I'd tell people, yeah, whenever you want to come. And between my mother and my husband who was working for himself, you know, I could usually have childcare. So it was pretty good. And then this one day my mother's like, no, you know, Lori, it really would be handier for me if you could batch this all into one day or one, you know, chunk of time so that my days weren't all chopped up. Well, I should have maybe thought of that beforehand. So, you know, but even back then, I went down and said, okay, Tuesdays and Thursdays and at that time Saturdays, those were my days for taking patients. And I would take, those were the days I took patients. So people called, yep, you can come and see me on a Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday. And for the longest time, that worked well. Okay, now you also want to factor in dedicated time then to A, work on your business, okay, so time that you have set aside for things like creating your marketing strategies, so whether that's blogging or writing or creating talks or developing ads for show catalogs or magazines, thinking of or doing mail outs or coming up with ways or even thinking and thought processing how to get new clients, how to retain or bring back old clients, how to engage your referral sources. So coming up with your marketing, you may also want to then, and you're working on business, that could include meetings, and that could be meetings with your staff or with your referral sources or strategic partners. And then time for management, which could be analyzing your business, could be looking at your stock, if you sell things, going through past clients, looking at your lost clients so that you might look at client reactivation, or even thinking about client retention. So looking at those, it could be looking at your financials. Okay. B would be time for action items or deadlines. And this is just, it's just time that you would set aside to say, okay, this is a gap, this half hour, hour, I'm just going to, whatever it is, put out fires, deal with the stuff that is like, okay, this is looming, I got to get this done, I got to take that to the post office, whatever. So it's the action items, the deadlines, the stuff that has to happen. You may want to throw in a half day or a day that's appointment free just to catch up or handle products or deal with urgent situations. And maybe this is something that you don't throw in weekly, but you might schedule it in every second week, just depending on how many tasks you're trying to take on. It might be good just to have one portion of open space that is like, you know what, I just will slot what something that I need into there when it shows up. That's the time it'll fit into it. Okay? And so, you know what, I will tell you that those ones, the client days working on your business, time for action items and deadlines, and the half day for catch up, those ones I got from this new program I've just signed up for. I'm a bit of a junkie for this marketing and I don't, they call it self-help. I think it should be mind improvement. But anyways, I'm a junkie for all that. So I just signed up for this one that's physiotherapy, but really any medical practitioner specific. It's this Australian guy. And so I just signed up for that. So these things I kind of took from him and what they would look at as far as what he says you need to do to focus your time as a business owner. But I'm going to throw in another one. And this one I think pertains to everyone. So I'm going to put in D, dedicated time to build your mind or your skills. And that's actually where, you know, the whole four-leg website comes into it as well. And so this could be time to listen to audios, to read books, to watch the videos, okay? And I will just say, for me, I listen to audios when I'm driving. So am I going back and forth to work in the car? I always have an audio CD, so I'm signed on to Glazer Kennedy Marketing. So I'll listen to those audios or Allie Brown, some of her stuff, or I like books on tape. Sometimes the you know, business and marketing or personal development. Autobiographies are also pretty cool to expand your mind with as well. Okay, books. For me, that's I can totally get into a book when I'm on a plane or when I'm off teaching and hanging out in a hotel room. That works for me. Sundays, sometimes. And I will tell you a secret, but just because I heard somebody else admit to this once before, but my bathroom has books. In my house, I only use one bathroom. One bathroom is my husband's, and it's kind of the back hall bathroom. We call that his bathroom. The kids, the boys, have a bathroom. Neither my husband and I ever go to the washroom in there because we're afraid we're going to stick to something. Even though I have cleaning ladies. The days they're not here, I'm afraid I'll stick to something. So, my bathroom, the ensuite bathroom, I have books, I have magazines in here, and I'm not going to say I spend hours and hours, but it's, I always have a book in the bathroom because if it's not Sunday or I'm not on a plane, I don't really have a lot of time to read a book. But I will tell you that's where I read books. And now you know too much about me. And for me, watching videos for me tends to be on a Sunday if I'm lucky. And those are the ones that I like to, if I'm watching a video. So right now I've been watching ones that are pertaining to myofascial release and anatomy trains, different myofascial stuff that I'm trying to compile a bit of a, some things to put together that's new for the STAR Conference in 2014. So I'm trying to read and learn and expand my repertoire as much as I can and then kind of pass it on to you guys. So I would say it's important to find time to build your mind or your skill set. Okay? Now, to help you with your time management, I would also suggest thinking about, are there things that you could delegate? Okay? And in doing so, could that free you up to do more for your own business or being able to do things that could make you more money? Okay? So one example is getting a house cleaner. So if you have someone who comes and cleans your house so that you could be doing more or seeing an extra patient or something like that, or working on your business, that could be hugely useful. I think that's fabulous. You could definitely, somebody can help you with your web, so a web designer. Yes, you can do it on, you can make your own on GoDaddy or, I'm drawing a blank. There's another one that is very, WordPress. WordPress is another one that lots of people use, or even Vistaprint has ones. Yeah, you could spend time figuring out and doing your own, and it could be free, but is it really free if it costs you so much of your time? There are people who will grocery shop for you, or even some grocery stores that offer that as a service. I've not tried that yet, but it sounds very decadent. That being said, when I grocery shop, I end up going down the aisles and I buy twice as much as what I ever went in for. Actually, I should then, shouldn't I? Use a grocery shopping person and it'd likely be cheaper. You might be able to find people that can help you with writing blogs, okay? Or finding a source where you can find lots of good animal-related blogs and you can kind of take that idea and some of the content, mix it with some of your own, and create your own blog, okay? Definitely someone to look after your books, bookkeeper, and an accountant. Don't do that on your own. Man, that's crazy. And newsletter creation. So if you're looking at doing newsletter for your clients or for your referral sources, your veterinarians in the area, maybe you could find someone who could do that for you. And I would say one of my favorite places is Elance. So elance.com. So kind of like freelance, but E as in electronic. Elance.com. And I've had great, I found editors there and different things. I'm just starting to work with a virtual assistant. I'm trying out a virtual assistant to work on creating the next newsletter. So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure it'll make the newsletter much more expensive for me, but if it gets me some time, that would be worth it. So anyways, these are perhaps things then that you could delegate in your life or in your business that could be helpful. Okay. Alrighty. And then another concept to think about is, can you batch? So I talked before about batching. Can you batch any of the tasks that you are wanting to accomplish? So could you batch all of your learning into one day where it's like, okay, I'm going to watch 5 videos, you know, on a Sunday morning. I'm going to listen to audios all day long. I tell you, I did this last Sunday. And I listened to, as I was cleaning the kitchen, because my cleaning ladies canceled on me. There was a family emergency, so they had to cancel on me. So it's like, oh, okay, I can't go into Christmas with my house looking like this. So as I was cleaning, I was listening to audios, and I had a video playing in the background, and that was fabulous for me. I watched a whole pile of those TED Talks. I love TED Talks. I find those hugely mind-expanding. I was able to batch a whole pile of learning into my Sunday morning as I was cleaning, because I had to do that. And it was just, I felt so good that day. Can you also batch things? Well, you should. Batch things like your emails, okay, so that you're dedicating a certain amount of time to your email. So if you get a lot of urgent emails, you might want to look first thing in the morning and you're going to do emails for maybe half hour, okay, and total focus on emails. And then I want you to turn it off or turn the sound off, right, so you can't hear it when it goes ping to tell you, oh, you've got another email. Because I don't know about you, but I am so ADD when that goes, and I'm like, ooh, I want to see what somebody emailed me. And I tell you, I'm sure that that pulls at least an hour or more out of a day when I'm supposed to be dedicated to working on the computer. So anyways, think about that. Can you batch your time that you do emails? Can you batch your time that you take doing callbacks for clients that, well, perhaps they have a question, perhaps a vet is contacting you because they have a question about a case that you're seeing, or if you're going through your cases and you want to phone clients back, client reactivation, they haven't been there for a while. So batch all of that into a certain time frame. So it's like, okay, I'm going to get this done. Boom, boom, boom. Not just, oh, okay, I'm thinking about that person right now. I'm going to do it now. No, don't do it right now. Put it on a list. Okay? And then you can have that list on the go. And when your list gets to about 3 or 4, boom, go at them all. Boom, 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 boom. Get that done. Same for reports, I guess, as well, if you're writing reports back to vets. Okay? Can you batch writing your blogs, okay, or even your social media posts so that you can then have a whole array of them where you've got all of these posts so it's going to be easy. So once a week you can just say, alrighty, I'm going to do this one on hip dysplasia. Boom. You put it up. Oh, and you've got all these great social media posts. So maybe you find a bunch of cute pictures with sayings or something like that. Make a file and you can just sort of think, okay, I'm throwing one onto Facebook every day so that it doesn't become this task of, oh no, what am I going to do right now? Okay. I would also say batch your administration or your housekeeping tasks, all the stuff that you are having to deal with, administering your business or your client or your caseload, okay? And that could also account to, say, running around and doing errands, okay? So you're not, you know, hopping in the car more than once a day. You can sort of say, okay, I'm hopping in the car and this morning I'm going to go to town. This is me. I live in the country. So I've always learned to batch this because even as a kid, you got one chance to go to town if you were going to go, and you better hurry up and get in the car and figure out what it is you were going to have to need. So what it was your money, what it is you wanted to buy, because that's your chance to go to town. And if you didn't tell mom you actually wanted to also go to the pharmacy to buy this, then you weren't going there. So batch your errands. You could also look at batching, you know, things like note writing, so maybe thank you notes, different things like that. So just pick, you know, this is my time. I'm gonna do all this stuff right then. Now, one thing that I heard that might be useful is using a 45-15 or a 50-10 rule, where it's basically you would do 45 to 50 minutes of dedicated, I am working on this project, this task, and I'm focusing, okay? And then you're going to give yourself 10 to 15 minutes of, oh, okay, I did that, great, now I'm going to whatever it is. I'm going to go to the washroom, I am going to check on emails, I'm going to, you know, get up and walk around, stretch, whatever it is. Give yourself that time off, and then you go back to it. And if you know that, and set a timer, if you know that you have that stuff that you have to get done, and that you are allowing yourself this time to focus on it, and you have also built in time to, you know, check on other things, you'll be able to focus better. So that's just an idea. And then you also want to think, is there anything you can automate or systematize? So it could be within your clinic setup or your home mobile service. Could you do email appointment reminders? Okay, so something that is automatic, that if you have some kind of a system where you can take appointments, will that system also send out an automatic email? So to remind clients to come. Systematize things like welcome to the clinic or welcome to the practice or the service letters, lost client reactivation. I find it's useful then that, let's say, at the end of every month, if you go back the following 3 months, okay, and you look at the clients that were coming 3 months and 2 months ago, you could even look one you could even take it to the 2 month, 1 month mark, either way. And you look and you say, okay, here's all my new patients, or here's all the patients I saw this month, and just kind of go through those and think, wait a minute, what happened to so-and-so? I haven't heard from so-and-so for a long time. You know what? This would be a good opportunity to send them off an email, or if you have a receptionist who can take care of these sorts of things for you, or assistant, to sort of say, here's a list, can you phone these people? And I want you to say it like this. I want you to say, Lori asked me to call. She wanted to see if everything's okay with Baxter. And hopefully everything's fine, but you know, certainly give us a shout. We'd love to hear just even an update if you would. Let us know how Baxter's doing. We'd love to hear. And hope you're doing fine. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye. Or something like that. Okay. And even follow-up calls on missed or canceled appointments, because sometimes those, you know, we get busy and a week goes by, you say you had to cancel your appointment because there was a snowstorm, or you were sick, and maybe people just, they forgot to book back in, or life gets busy. So we've found that actually a lot of times clients are kind of receptive if you say, okay, we're just phoning to check in and see how you're doing and how Baxter's doing, and did you need to book a follow-up? Did you want to book a follow-up now, or did you just want to call back another time? And it's amazing, because sometimes people just need that little push to and reminder. Okay, or two, automate or systematize things like thank you notes for referrals. So sending back thank you notes to the referring veterinarians that have sent you clients. So if you can systematize that happens systematically at the end of the month, and that they all go out. Good. Okay, so that should get you thinking a whole pile. It's now 27 minutes, so that's 27 minutes you've been listening to me yatter on. So we'll wrap this up. And just basically to say also that if you have a day to work on your business, okay, and or whatever it is you're wanting to work on, you have a day at home even, and it's like, I've got all these projects to do, and you find yourself distracted, because sometimes having all that free time, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, where should I start? And you're a bit distracted. You can help yourself to prioritize your jobs by using the productivity manager that I had created for you and for members. So you guys, you can find that in the articles section on the member side of the Four Leg website under motivation, and it's called the productivity manager. And that can kind of help you to prioritize what you want to get done in a given day or a certain amount of time. So, anyways, good luck in moving forward with your time management and enhanced productivity. I hope this helps you. And until next time, cheers.